the Duke said finally. Without knowing what, who, and how many, we're fools to open that now. Can we block it for a day? We can guard it, certainly. As for blocking it, that depends on what's coming through. But if it's a mage of some kind, the guards could be overcome. Two sets, the Duke said. Clear this room to the walls, and post some inside and some in the passage out there. I don't want to open this until I have some idea what's going on. While the room was being cleared and guards set, the Duke went to his quarters for sleep, and ordered the others to do likewise. Pox had thought she would not sleep at all, but she was hardly in her bunk before sleep took her, dreamless and deep. Stammel woke her in the afternoon. Heavy clouds darkened the day, and lamps had been lit already. Pox yawned and shook her head to clear it. Stammel looked around the empty barracks before speaking again. The story is that you healed the Duke. He paused, and Pox tried to think how to say what she must say. He went on. You remember, we talked once, a long time ago, about you maybe being a paladin someday. I never forgot what you said about Kana that time. I suppose you did heal her. And then the Duke came back. He never said anything to us, but we heard you'd had some trouble in Fin Fineer.
He stopped again, and looked away, then back at her.
I want you to know that I never did believe all I heard. The Duke, now, I've been in this company since I left home, and never found a better man to follow. When you left, I had my doubts. But if this is what you came back to do, well, it's good enough.
His face relaxed slightly.
But you could have told me, I think, what you could do. We could save the pay of a surgeon, at least.
Pox shook her head, smiling. I'm still finding out what I can do.
You mean you didn't know you could heal? What about the other? Glowing light and all?
Who told that? No, I knew some of it. It comes slowly, but I still don't know what I can do until I try. That's the second time I've made light. The first time it scared me half to death.
I suppose it would.
Stammel sounded thoughtful.
Was that in Colobia?
No, a month or so ago in Brewersbridge, with the Quokken.
Colia's friend?
Yes. Anyway, last night, when the darkness came from Venner, I just asked for light, I suppose.
And the healing. You'd healed before, Kana.
And one other in Leonia, a ranger. But I'm still learning. The elves said healing was a hard art to learn. It isn't power alone like light, but knowledge as well. The Duke's wound was a simple stab. I'd be afraid to try something like a broken bone.
Well, we're all glad you did it. I don't suppose you'll be here long now.
Pox shrugged.
Why not? I don't have any plan to leave. Nothing's called me. You had a call to come here, though, didn't you?
She nodded.
I thought so. I thought it was more than bringing the Duke back his ring. Well, then. Are you a paladin, Pox? Gerd's paladin?
She had been waiting for this. I'm not sure what I am. I have some gifts, paladins have. I am a Gerdsman. But Gerd himself followed the High Lord, and I have had a... She could not think how to describe her experience at the Quokkans that last night. Vision? Miracle? She stopped, paused, and started again. I have had a call, which I feel bound to follow. It brought me here, with a feeling that the Duke needed me. I will stay until it takes me somewhere else. The Quokkan and the elves told me that the gods used to call paladins directly. Perhaps I am.